Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Today, I'd like to share something with you. It's a kind of sequel to my last episode of Bridges Step Up, where I told you to dare to say no when saying no is the best answer, the best response at every point in time. Today, I want to talk to you about what to do or how to handle situations where saying no seems stupid. Yes, there are times when saying no to requests, to offers, to people, and to situations and lifestyle appears utterly stupid. At such point, you start wondering, like, how did I get myself into this situation? Or what did I do wrong? And if you are not careful, you find people who will come around you to tell you that you are really stupid to have said no to certain things and certain people. My focus on this episode is to tell you what to do at such points. Now, let me tell you something very clear. I couldn't say because my time ran out in the last episode. The truth of life is this. Each time you say no to a people, to a person, or even say no to a lifestyle, what happens is that there are people you offend. Your no response is non-neutral. The reason that whenever situations, people, and events present you with an option of saying yes or no, they expect a yes most times. Yes is something what they desire. So when you say no, you displease them. They find you not interesting. They find you not the person they want. And they think, oh, this guy, what are you feeling like? You know, that kind of thing. Now, at such points, you begin to get reactions and actions from them. It makes you feel like, guy, am I not really stupid to have said no to these people, to say no to this lifestyle, and to say no to this situation? Now, my focus again is to tell you, what do you do at such points? Now, whenever you say no to a people, they will attack you many times. Sometimes the attack is very subtle. Some other times it's very direct. If it's in a work environment where, for instance, your boss says, Mr. Labaja, I'd like you to please help us get this fact fixed. Add figures, add adjustment stuff. Of course, they may not tell you adjustment, but they don't tell you add some numbers and all that. Just add some zeros. After zero is nothing. You know, that kind of joke. Now, they tell you do this and do that. I say, no, I'm not doing it. And because of that, they say, this guy is feeling tough for us. Good. They now decide that you are their enemy. They treat you with disfavor. And even normal things they shouldn't shout at you, as they shout at you. Shouting at you is the least thing they can do to you, actually. But they begin to attack you. If it's in their power to give you appraisal, they give you very negative appraisal, so that you remain at that your level or even get sacked in the process. So when you come up to this situation or to this condition, at such point, sometimes we start asking ourselves, did I really do the right thing to have said no to an adulterating figure? You begin to ask yourself, for instance, if you're a student, did I really do the right thing to have said no to exam malpractice, which meant that I refused to contribute money to go and give to a lecturer or exam officer, so they give me a mark that is not due to me? Did I really say no? Did I really do the right thing when I say I'm not going to follow a big man who will give me money in exchange for sex, when right now I can't even find money to pay my school fees? Whenever you say no to something, sometimes things don't turn out as good as it should be. And at such points, we begin to ask ourselves, have I really done the right thing to have said no? Let me give you a very direct answer. If you said no and no is the right response, I can tell you categorically, you did the right thing. Nothing else could have been righter, pardon that English, than saying yes. Now, when you have done that and it appears as if it's not working out well, that is life testing your resolve in saying no. Those who you said no to, sometimes they wait and say, maybe this guy will change his mind. Let's give him fire. Once we fire him, he will come back to his senses and come and surrender. That is normal, natural thing that happens everywhere. This is what I charge you to do. When no is the right thing to say, and you have said it, you have set yourself up for progress, for success, and a higher life. When those challenges begin to come, they just want to test whether you really meant the no you said. And this is what I tell you today. Prove to them that you really meant the no you said by sticking to the no you have said. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Who said it's going to be easy? I mean, when Jesus Christ refused to say he's going to be the king, they killed him. You understand the point? And what's his name again? Joseph. Mrs. Potter was disturbing Joseph. He said, bros, Joe, I mean, is it a bad thing if you just come and kill me warm at night? You know, those kind of talk. Now, the guy said, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, he's against my faith. And the woman said, okay, maybe they're just doing initial gra-gra. He came another day, talked to him about it, no way. And that time she tied the rapper and allowed the rapper to just flow as if she didn't know. She did all of this and Joseph didn't respond, of course. I'm making up the story because the Bible said this guy was tested. I mean, the woman was pressurizing him every day. So I'm just trying to create scenarios to get the points clear. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Now, Miss Spotify now did what? Tried all she could do, but the guy just refused. The last she did was to try and grab the guy by force. And, I mean, Joseph said, no, enough of this nonsense. He left his clothes and ran away. Guess what that thing brought for him? It took him to jail. The guy was in prison. Of course, based on false accusation. Now, as such, if we are in Joseph's shoe, a lot of times, what was I wondering, like, excuse me, what? How did I get myself into this kind of... Is it not just to sleep with this woman? And we start rethinking our right response. We start rethinking our right answers. We start rethinking our right choices. At such point, again, I charge you. Please do not think you have taken the wrong steps. Do not think you have given the wrong answer. As a matter of fact, what you have done is the right thing. If you look at the life of Joseph, for instance, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and many of the people we see on this earth will find that, oh, for deciding to say no to the bad things, deciding to say no to things that appear good but are bad in themselves, they did what? They suffered for a while, but some of those sufferings are suffering designed to test their resolve in their answer. You see, there's something I want to tell you about life. This world was not manufactured, it was not created by a Nigerian president or a US president. It was not created by Isaac Newton. They just discovered what God made. Now, why I'm saying this is to help you see something. God created the world. He designed the systems of this world. He knows how He runs it. He has designed it such that when He sees that you are very resolute in your resolve, in your right response of saying no, when you should say no, He comes out to bless you. He comes out to help you. He doesn't allow you to suffer to the point where you can't help but just die like that. Now, of course, there are points where we have to stand for the right thing and die. Sometimes it's a sacrifice for the generations that will come. But the point I'm making is that when we decide to stand for the right thing, when you say no, when you should say no, for instance, you say no to a married man coming to chase you, or even somebody say you want to have sex with you, he's not married, because you want to give you money, say no to him, and it appears that if you don't have money, relax. Money will eventually come. Money will do what? Eventually come. When you say no to participating in evil practice in your company, in pulling other people down, in siphoning government fund in where you work, or siphoning the money of the company where you work, and some people decide that, oh, this guy is blocking our way, therefore let's deal with him. What they claim they are dealing with you many times, almost all the time, what they're actually doing is they are cooperating to do the will of God in your life. Look at the life of, what's this guy again? Joseph, for instance. Mrs. Potiphar eventually pushed him to the prison, and from the prison he got to the palace, which was his destiny. So when people begin to attack us, fired up because we say no, one we should say no, just relax. Nothing they shelley. I hope you got the point. Now, another thing I want you to bear in mind is this. When you say no to something, you have said yes to some others. So focus on what you have said yes to. For instance, he said, I'm not going to sleep with you. I will go and begin to work. I know how to plait hair, so I'll begin to plait hair to make money. Say when you well, the things you have said yes to, focus on them and begin to work on them. They will produce result that is the right thing. They say no until you now begin to adulterate figures as an accountant or as a bosser in school, you won't be able to make as much money as you should. You say no, I'm not adulterating figures. Instead, when school closed by 2 o'clock, I'll begin to teach people accounting and mathematics, and God will bless you. Instead, on Saturdays I'll go to work. I mean, when you say no to something, you say yes to others. So focus on what you have said yes to and work on them until they begin to produce the right result for you. Do you understand the point I'm making?
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.